To stick around a bit. They've been such a blessing. We've just gone through the prophetic seminar and we've learned a couple of things. We learned that God is for us and not against us, and God has given us a word and He's busy moving in our midst right now, and He wants to really do things in our lives. And I just feel before we even go to the word that we just need to do something here. And that song we sang just now, I just sent such an anointing. I had to sit down and I'm just saying, Lord, not now. Just you know, stick around a bit. But I really believe that there are some people here that God wants to touch in a dynamic way. And you know, one of the little things we learned in the prophetic seminar and is just releasing our problems and releasing everything to the Lord. Just a little thing we did, and we turned our hands like this, and you probably see me do it before, and we just released all the tension, we released all the problems, and we released everything. And while we worship worship now, just start doing that and start thinking of the things that are in your life that need to be released. God wants to release it right now. I sense such an anointing in this place, such an anointing of love and mercy and compassion, and the Lord just wants to flow. And just quietly let these things go. You know, like I said, you know, you just do that and just see them dripping off your hands. I saw on this side, I saw somebody there going through a major, major, major problem, and you just don't know how to get out of it. And the Holy Spirit is just saying to you, come to me. Come to me. Just release yourself in me. Just release it. Release it. I just see demonic attack upon you. God wants to deliver you, and God wants to set you free. There's some people here who have been shouting for more of the Lord, for more anointing, for more everything. Somebody out there too, I just hear that scream going up to the Lord. It's a prayer, but it's like, help Lord, please come Lord, and do the job. Well, this is the time. Just release the tension. Release that tension. Don't struggle anymore. Don't wrestle with God anymore. Just relax. And when we finish doing that, I'll take you to the next step, even in the worship, and we will see what the Holy Spirit does from there. Is that okay? Yes, I'm sure it is. So just stand, let's stand, and let's just worship in that song again. Let's just go for it.
Jesus, my help.
Yes.
I call on your name. I cast my cares on you. Jesus, my hope, my tower of strength. My faith is found in you. I see you pierced, wounded for me. When I look to the cross, I see. By your sacrifice, I see love reaching for me. Precious blood washes and sanctifies, healing flow, setting me free. I see grace, still by your sacrifice, I see love reaching for me. Precious blood washes and sanctifies, healing flows, setting me free. I see grace.
Just start receiving. Just start receiving. Receive what the Holy Spirit wants to do in your life. Just receive.
Bearer of sin, afflicted and tried, you paid redemption's price. Bearing my curse, you set me on high. Your death that's brought me life, I see you pierced, wounded for me. When I look to the cross, I see grace. I see grace, still by your sacrifice, I see love. ashes and send it back. Healing flow, setting me free. I seek rest, filled by your sacrifice. I see love reaching for me. Precious blood washes and sanctifies. Healing flow, setting me free. Lord, I see your grace. We've come to receive from you this morning, Lord. We've come to receive from you this morning, Lord. We draw in from you. We draw in from you. Let the river flow. Let the river flow. Oh, freedom come. Oh, freedom come. Freedom in this place. Freedom in this place. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, we receive from you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, we receive from you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
There's such a precious presence here. Do you feel him? He's touched your heart. He's touching your heart. Just receive. It's all about him. It's not about anybody else. It's all about him and what he wants to do in your heart and where he wants to take you. Let his word just find entrance now. Let it happen. Just let it happen. Let it happen. You may be seated. And the worship team, thanks so much. I'm so tempted to say to them, just stay here and play in the background. But I don't know if they'll take that hint. But anyway, it's just, you know, music enhances the anointing, especially when we speak about the prophetic. That's what it does. It announces too. But it just backs up what God is doing and what God wants to do. And it's just so exciting. Well, we've had quite a few days. As I said, the Holy Spirit has really taught us a couple of things. We've learned a couple of things. Perhaps we've learned how not to do it. And hopefully we've also learned how to do it. And one of the big things is that we serve our Master, we serve our Lord, and He is above all else. And that's what we try to put over. God's prophetic word. God, you know, Jesus is the word. And that word is dwelling in our hearts. And we need to release that word wherever we go. You know, it's lovely getting together here, but you know, where it really starts, where the action really starts, is when you leave out of that door. And like Jimmy said, Paul said, everyone can prophesy. You all have a word. God has dealt with each and every one of you. If you've received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and you have a relationship with God, you have the word of God dwelling in your heart, and you need to go and release that wherever you are, in the marketplace or in church, whatever the case may be. And that's the exciting thing, you know. One of the things I want to say, and I really feel it very strongly, I'm becoming more and stronger in my conviction that this is what is happening out there, that God is sending an enormous wave across Africa. And it's going to be a wave of peace and joy and love and mercy and compassion. Now, some of you sitting here were hit by that wave this morning. I became a Twitter on Twitter. What's it called? On Twitter 3 weeks ago, because I felt If we're part of the church, we can't sit around and not do something about what is happening around in the world. We see in North Africa where all these negative things are happening. And just something inside of me said, look, you know, everybody's using the technology of today. Let's use the technology of today. Let's use what God has put in our hands. Let's take these things and let's go out there. We've had our ears tickled with so much teaching and so much about what we should be doing. And yet we come and we sit on our blessed assurance and wonder why nothing has happened. And I tell you, when people sit on their blessed assurance, sure, as the Lord made good little apples, there's going to be trouble brewing somewhere. So let's get off our... Yes, thank you. And let's get out and do it. Let's get out and do it. And I believe this is what the prophetic is all about. This is what God has called me to, is to stir you up to get out and to do the job. I might not be able to do something. I might not be able to go to places. By the way, I've got my Pope of Ludhiana in the Punjab with us this morning, Mutu. We're off there in October. And he's just joined us this morning. But what I'm saying is we must need to get out wherever we can. And already doors are opening all over the show for the gospel to be spread. And I believe this wave is here and this wave is moving. And I prophesy that over us. I prophesy that as we say yes to the Lord, that wave will hit you, take you, and sweep you up into Africa with a message of hope, a message of love, a message of compassion to a lost Africa. No longer will it be called a dark continent, but it'll be called the continent of light. God's light shining and shed abroad right across Africa. Guys, let's stir ourselves up and let's get out and do it and not just talk about it. Amen. Thanks. I received that. Amen, James. James and I are going, not about anybody else. Romans 7, verse 8 says, a word the Lord gave me this week, and it's not part of what I want to go into. I'm just trying to feel what the Holy Spirit is saying in light of what I've just said to you. Now, we are released from the law. Isn't that exciting? Huh? And we've been hearing about that. We've been hearing that we've been set free. We're not under any rules and regulations and don't do this or don't do that or da-da-da-da-da-da-da and putting ourselves in a little box. I believe I was going to bring a box. I actually forgot to bring it. And I wanted us to come and jump on the box and kill the box. You know, we've so slotted ourselves into boxes. And, you know, we say, oh, we're not legalists. No. We're not under the law. But how many times do we go and do law things? And I think we need to grab hold of ourselves. If we're going to be a prophetic voice to the nations, if we're going to declare the excellencies of our God across this world, we need to take what God has been saying to us. God has spoken to us on so many things. Grace, righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. That just flows with that, with righteousness. But think of all the things too. Justification, sanctification, all these beautiful things that God has prepared us to go out and to share with the world the hope that we have. Not the hope that we have. We know what we have. We have the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords dwelling in us. My favorite scripture, I quote it wherever I go, in Colossians 2, at the Amplified Bible, you too are filled with the Holy Spirit. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Are you filled with the Godhead bodily? Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Sorry, I misquoted there, but. But we are all, and as I say to everybody, and I say to you this morning again, and I've probably said it here before, and I will never stop saying it. If you have that revelation now, you cannot be the same person you were when you walked in that door. You've got to be changing from glory to glory, line upon line. There we go. I could do a couple of more amens at that one. Am I just the only one excited about this? Huh? No, thank you. He said, but we've been released from the law, having died to that which has held us captive. Man, there's somebody out there who's been held captive. I'm just coming back to you. I'll catch you just now. But you've been held captive. Somebody in this region, you've been held captive. And I don't want to embarrass you. If you feel that's you, come and see me afterwards. But you're held captive. Guys, we don't have to be held captive with all these things. We need to renew our minds through the Word of God. Let the Word come. Let the Word saturate us. Let the Word minister to us. Let the Word take hold of us like never before. Now, we speak about it, but it must find a manifestation in our daily walk. What happens here must be happening out in the street. If you roll from this corner to that corner and back again, what happens in you, the joy, the hope, and everything you have in you must be manifested out there. Otherwise, it's a lie. Otherwise, you're doing a religious exercise. You need to come to me and I'll cast the demon out. I've got one or two amens at that one. I see somebody clapping to somebody run out the door. Just stop him there. Guys, fact. Come on. This is what we propagate. This is what we say. We look at the Muslims. Oh, look at the Muslims. Look what they're doing. Stop looking at them and start doing the word that God has placed in your heart. God said you will lay your hands upon the sick. They will recover. God said He's given you authority over all the works of the enemy. Now believe it this morning and walk out there and you will see the glory of God. Thank you, sir. The only encouragement, I'm getting good encouragement here, but you guys too. Thanks so much for that. You still love me? As somebody said, peace. Oh, where's my, I'm getting so excited about this Romans. Now, this is what I'm going to minister on, but the Lord just gave me the scripture and let me stick with that. Held captive so that we serve in the new way of the Spirit. Wow! The new way of the Spirit. The new wave of the Holy Spirit that's upon us right now. The way we were doing things before has gone. There's a new wave that is hitting us. It's a tsunami wave of God's blessing and God's anointing as the church comes together. Amen. Woo! And there's no time to dilly-dally. Good old English word, dilly-dally. My instructor in when I was in the police and then Rhodesia said to me one day, I must stop dilly-dallying. And then he said, enter the Fairy Queen, Act 1, Scene 2. And you can imagine what I was doing on the parade square. I never forgot that because it made another fool of me. And guys, we must stop that. We must get away from that. We must get into the reality of the word. Guys, every single one of you who's sitting here right now and says yes to Jesus Christ, you have such an anointing in your life. You just don't realize how powerful that anointing is. Do you believe that there's enough power in this room right now to change the whole of South Africa? To change the whole of Africa? To change the whole of the world? There we go. Come on, we need to be. Amen, but we need to. These guys have had the Holy Spirit new. The names again? Super School of Holy Spirit Ministry, Major Ministry, whatever it's called. But they're doing it. Amen. They're doing it. Get alongside them. Go and learn how to do it. If you're scared, if you say, to put bangers or to stop. Sorry, I won't translate that. Go and equip yourself. Get out and do it. You know, I see some people, boy, they got verbal diarrhea like me. And they'll talk yakety yakety yucky and say, go and pray with that person over there. Just go and bless them. No, gee, well, the Lord hasn't said I must do that. And us, we're not under the law. You know, there was a word that came through this morning. Freedom. Freedom. As the rain is falling on the roof, it is bringing a freedom for us to go out. I remember about 25 years ago, I was at a pastor's conference at Rhema in Johannesburg. And a guy got up and he prophesied. That's 25 years ago. He got up and he prophesied. He said there are going to be two major moves that are going to move across South Africa at that stage. Let me say some more water. One move is going to be holiness unto the Lord. And that's what God's calling us to right now in the grace message. Okay? We set free, we don't have to do anything in the sense of what has been said here already. We just need to watch our hearts. And the second one was joy. Joy. A wave of joy. And I've never ever forgotten that. And I've never ever forgotten that. And that's going to touch the people out there. Do you know that there's no joy out there at the moment? That's not a revelation. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to work that one out. And yeah, you are. With all the joy of heaven, hey? Ready to manifest heaven where you are, in your workplace, wherever you go. Do you know the experts tell us, and you've probably heard me say it before, that in a radius of 12 meters from you, you affect people, whether negatively or positively. So if you've got a bad attitude, they're going to think, if you get up on the wrong side of the bed, as I say, and no Christian gets up on the wrong side of the bed. That's not about law. You get up in the morning and say, the Lord is with you. And anyway, I'm not going to go there. I'm going to just illustrate the point. But if you get up in the morning and you just rejoice in the Lord, go and do your devotions, take a word, you're the answer to whatever comes your way. And you know what I've always said, and I said, home soul, my home soul, please. You've heard me say it so many times. You saw, I said at the prophetic conference as well, what we need to be doing is sitting on Father's lap every single day, listening to his heartbeat, listening to that word saying, this is a way, walk ye in it. And I'm telling you, there's no demon, there's no situation, there is nothing in this world or nothing that can change what God has said in your heart. And we need to start being bold and strong and not being a wimp like me when I get a thorn in my foot. Hey, come on, I can throw my toys out the cot with the best of them. But I'm learning that I must trust more and more and lean upon my Lord. You know, when you go into Genesis and Genesis 12, where Abraham believed God and was accounted to him as righteousness and all that sort of thing, the original Hebrew talks about a leaning upon something stronger for strength. And we need to be leaning upon our Lord more and more. And now, what else? You know, we are such a privileged people. I used to moan at the Lord. Lord Moses had a face-to-face relationship with you. Wow, why is he so special and I'm not? And the Lord started teaching me that I can have a face-to-face relationship with him every single day. As I said to the guys in the home cell, and I said to the guys yesterday, about a month ago, I was having my tea in the backyard, thinking of this meeting, thinking what I should be doing. And I had tea there, and I actually had one cup of tea, and I was meditating on the Lord. I said, Lord, I need to make you a cup of tea. I said, if you don't drink it, I'll drink it, but let me go. And I went and made one. What I'm doing, I'm trying to use the word conscious, make myself conscious of God's presence all the time. We need to know that he is with us all the time. We need to know that this awesome God has come to live in our hearts. And the amazing thing, all I had to say is, yes, Lord, and he has come with the whole of heaven, Nochal. Hey? The whole of heaven, with all the love and all the mercy, all the compassion. I don't have to work up anything. I just need to go out and bless. Pray for the sick. Pray for the dead. I can never, ever turn around and say, God's not alive. He rose my daughter from the dead 38 years ago. And I've seen the power of God move on occasion after occasion after occasion. And I haven't got time here to go into all the things. By the way, I was going to talk about the signs of a prophetic church this morning. One of the signs of a prophetic church is everybody being dragged into the water. Not dragged, but you hear what I'm saying. It's happening here. What you're seeing is a demonstration of what God is doing in people's hearts. Dying to the old, rising to the new, going out in the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. You have an anointing. Guys, you don't need a double portion. You don't even need a triple portion, because God is more than all of that. You have an anointing from the Holy One. Now walk in it. Now it says here in that scripture, he says, in the new way of the Spirit, not in the old way of a written code. Now, 10 ways of how to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You've got to do 1, 2, 3, 4. Come, Lord. Come, Lord. You're sitting here and you've never received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. And as I'm speaking to you, you feel a tug in your heart. Just say, yes, Lord, and he will come. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Shall be saved. You believe it? Let's go out and do it. You know, we need to keep in the flow of the present move of the Holy Spirit. And the present move of the Holy Spirit is one of the most exciting things that are happening out there. And we need to move with the cloud. I had a vision, months ago, of this church and the mist or the cloud of his presence descending. And I've seen it a couple of times. When we were in Richards Bay, when we started the work there many, many years ago, We were just worshiping. We didn't even know what the power of God was. You know, I was preaching the one day, and I was hanging onto the pulpit, the anointing. My knees were going, getting. I couldn't, and Yvonne Dublay, who was on the oral key there, she was twirling the oral there. And she was, I say, Yvonne, gee, what's happening? She says, I don't know, but it's very nice. and that's how, until somebody came and told us, and you know, the people came and they said, "Well, this is that's." Well, my knees want to go all hobbly now again, but that's why I move so much, because if I don't move, I'll fall over. And with this, the cloud of God's presence filled this place. We didn't know what was happening, and little things came and touched people, and they just got over like that. And it was just an amazing experience. We had baptisms where we used to put people into the water, and there was a great old bunny. A big old auntie. She was, you know, and she wanted to be baptized. So we put her down. And you know when you let a ball go under the water, it goes whoop to the top. Well, that's literally what happened to her. There was quite, if you know Richards Bay, you know how the wind blows in Richards Bay. And the wind came and blew this woman right across the pool. Now we're running after this woman to the water. And she's happily, she's under the spirit floating. She was a floater. She was a floater. Guys, start expecting the supernatural wherever you go. God has not stopped moving. He has not stopped moving. Amen. Amen. We had a lady, while I'm at baptism, we had a lady. Now, you know, we novices, I just want to be baptized. Yes, let's baptize you. We baptized this lady. We take her out. We thought she'd drowned. She had an experience where she went to heaven for half an hour. And she walked with Jesus. I mean, wow, that's wow stuff. That's wow stuff, eh? And I'm encouraging you with this, because this is what the Lord is doing. You may say, oh, well, you haven't seen it yet. Yes, you have. He's in your heart. He will open up your heart. He will show you. I like the scripture. This scripture just grabbed me. This thing, the new way of the Spirit. Get rid of this old stuff that we've been doing. Let's walk as real people. Supernaturally natural. Huh? You like that, Michelle? Huh? Good. Isn't it fun to serve the Lord and have a good old laugh? And I'll spend some time. One of the things we looked at over this time, if we're going to be a prophetic people, and the very fact that you say you are a Christian, you're making a prophetic statement. The very fact that we have come here to this church, we're making a prophetic statement. We're actually saying we are Christians. We believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our Savior. He is our God. He is all that we need. And that's why we need to start manifesting Him. And the best way I know that we can manifest Jesus is go in the Word and see how He walked. And we see in the Word, and we don't have much time to go into that, to go into all that teaching right now, but you've probably heard it before. Jesus only did what He saw the Father doing. Hey? And He only spoke what He heard the Father saying. Now, I tell you what I'm hearing. Heal the sick, raise the dead. Hey? Move in peace, move in joy. All those things. That's how Jesus moved. He wasn't a freak. He didn't upset people. He didn't put people off. The only people He put off were the legalists of the day. Were the lawyers of the day. He said, how can you do that? He said, why not? And just like I'm saying to you this morning. Oh, I can't do that. Why not? Go out and do what the Lord tells you to do. Hear the Word from Him. It is all written here. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. We don't go out. Jesus came not to condemn the world. Guys, how often, come on, and you don't have to put your hands up for this one. How often have you condemned other nations, other people, and everything? A sign of a prophetic church is a church that takes hold of what God is saying and moves out in love. Not pointing fingers, but blessing, blessing, blessing. How many of you, every time you see a Muslim, and don't worry, I've been working at it too, gets this like an anger rising up in them? It's only me. Thank you, sir. I'll give another thank you. Oh, somebody else. Thank you. Someone. But, you know, we must stop doing that. We've got to start putting on God's glasses and seeing them through the Word. As Jesus saw everybody, people that needed Him, people that were shouting out and screaming for Him. When we go to the Punjab and you go and see the Sikhs and you go to the temple in Amritsar, and you see the Sikhs over there. They are so dedicated. They are so sincere. Guys, if the only way you can say anything is if you are less dedicated and less sincere than those guys. Don't point at an evangelist because you don't like his theology, but he's bringing souls into the Lord, into the kingdom. Huh? You don't have a right to if you're not bringing in the multitudes as well. Sorry? Huh? I think we also need to just do a little bit of, you know, sweeping out a bit. And we need to watch our hearts. For out of it, it's a spring of life, guys. And He's given you a word. And we need to take that word. Are you ready to take that word out into the nations, into the byways and highways? Are you prepared to take hold of this journey, take hold of Him, take hold of what He wants you to do, and to move out into wherever you need to go? I've got one yes. Thank you. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Amen. Amen. Right. Getting quiet in this Presbyterian church. By the way, I had some Presbyterian friends that came to the prophetic conference. Right, that one's out. Huh? Awesome. Lizzie. Hello, Lizzie. Lizzie, around the 21st of April, your name came into my heart. I was sitting there, and the name just floated in, and I put it into my computer. And God sees you with such potential and beauty for His kingdom. He wants you to be aware that He is up to date with all that is in your life. Okay, His desire is that you throw yourself into His arms and have fellowship with Him. And I just saw you as a little girl just running into those awesome arms, just jumping into those arms and enjoying Him. That's cool, huh? Yeah. He has much to talk to you about, your future, your ministry, your family. And God has given you a love for people that's just going to bubble out and bubble out and bubble out. No longer hold back, but throw yourself zealously into His purpose and plan for you. He heals the brokenhearted, and you'll know what that is. There's a scripture there for you as well. Is it your birthday? Well, I never. I didn't know that. Whoa. Guys, I tell you, you know, I was trying to show the people in the prophetic. It's not some spooky spiritual guy that's got a special connection up there. Listen to what I'm saying. I'm just like you. I just got to sit there and I've got to take hold of what is happening around me. I've got to be conscious of what is happening around me, what the Spirit. And names come in sometimes. And Lizzie, there you were on your birthday. So the Lord wanted to bless you. Sorry, I didn't know you then, but I know you now. Sherwin and Anne, I just had another word for you here. Let your hearts not be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. And I go to prepare a special place, well, a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I come again and will take you to myself. That where I am, you will be also. And you will know where I am going. And when I meditated on that, I said here, don't hesitate any longer to believe that the Lord has a plan for you and has prepared a special place for you. That's what I saw out of that scripture. Amen. And you are precious people. Eh? You are precious people. And not only in heaven, but right now, right here, He is a now God and a very present help in trouble. And there's another scripture for you to meditate. Monica? She's not here. Probably be here tonight. Veronica. Either Monica and Veronica. Do you know Veronica? George? George. Ah, George ain't here today. All right. These are the names that came to me. And I, by the way, what I said to them in the prophetic school, I get these names, and it might not be here. It's like, you know, the 21st birthday. It'll come out. I hang on to these because I will find those people. Not I will find them, but the Holy Spirit will bring them across my path. Hear what I'm saying? And so when these things happen, I'm very conscious of that. Fred? Ezekiel or Fred? Right. And the last word to you is, let your light shine. Be bold and step out of your comfort zone. Your dad has called you to let his light shine into the darkness that abounds around you and your circumstances. And just say yes to him. Right now the atmosphere will change. And the atmosphere has changed. I've sensed the atmosphere changing here all the time. The sense of changing here all the time. All the time as you say yes. And allow his glory to shine through you. Be bold. Be strong. For the Lord your God is with you. He will never leave you, nor will he ever forsake you. And he will take you in to places you have never ever guessed of or ever thought of before. And he is your rest. He is your hope. And full of grace. Full of grace. Amazing grace. We sing it. We teach it. Amazing grace. I trust that you've been stirred up in your heart to go out and to do a lot more for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And my encouragement of you, meditate on his word day and night, and you will have success. You will make it. And look, when I read the last pages of the Bible, I see that we win. Amen? Isn't that exciting? And, you know, don't give your ears out to all those things that are out there. You know, just in the prophetic seminar we heard yesterday was supposed to be in the end of the earth. And we were just saying, whoa, let it come, Lord. Look, we're not looking for the end. There are so many people that need to hear the good news, guys. There are so many people that have not been reached with the gospel yet. And he's called you and I to go out and to proclaim it. Amen. The Lord bless you. Let me pray for you. And let me release you in peace. Father, I just thank you for this time together. I just thank you for these people. You know the word that's gone out. You know what needs to happen in people's hearts. And Lord, I just pray that you'll just come upon them, that your Spirit will just press down upon them, press down and running over into all that they need in their lives. Lord, I commit them into your hands, into your gracious protection right now, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Paul. Just give him a thanks. Yeah, thank you, Bill. Thanks for that word. Didn't you just feel like there was like a little board that you're just riding away with him? Like you're kind of carrying along, taking you on this ride, you know? That's what I felt like this morning, just a nice enjoyment. Jamie was just telling me that all the guys that were in the highways ministry. If you say it quick enough, you don't have to explain it right, you know? That's the wisdom of the ministry. They said that some of the words that Bill had been sharing when he spoke about tsunami wave was actually some of the prophetic words that had come through. Pretty much a whole lot of items in his sermon had come through in a prophetic word before the word actually came. How amazing is that, eh? Just God just reaffirming that this is what he's wanting to do. Well, Steve is away. He just wanted to send his love to everyone here this morning. For those who got baptized, for those that came into membership this morning, he said, sorry, he couldn't be here. He's ministering down the coast, the Wayno's Church. Said he'd love to be here, but he just sends his love and regards to everyone here. And also a reminder before we release you guys, if anyone has come here with any kind of sickness, ailment, you've got a disease, something to that effect, we're going to have the Highways Ministry is going to be up front here, ready to pray for you. And we've had so many good testimonies coming up. And so I'll release you, and thanks very much. But if you do need healing, come forward to the front. We'll love to see you next week. Cheerio.